Cosmic. Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam le'ish b'kosmos or vayal v'ishem. I didn't look in the Medrash. Let's see a Medrash clear that says, Mikan she'ichidim hayu ba'olam.
What?
Mikan, from this passage we derive, she'ichidim hayu ba'olam. She'ichidim hayu ba'olam. The question is, what in the world does it mean? So, in the He'orit, in the end of the we usually start the Shia Chumash off with a Medrash clear. So the end of the Sefer Pli Chemda, the son of the Mechaber, writes a suggested interpretation in the Medrash clear that runs as follows, based on the Zohar, which I couldn't find either. He says, I looked in the Zohar and the Zohar Chodesh and the Tikkuni Zohar. I don't know where it is. Anyway, it's supposed to be a Zohar that says that Kostan Sohar refers to Tfilin. But the Baruch Shalom made them Tfilin. So he says, the Medrash is coming to answer the kasha, since when do women wear tefillin? The Adam Leishno Kosmos, right? You made tefillin for the woman. The women don't wear tefillin. So the answer is that the reason why the women don't wear tefillin, even though they can volunteer all other mitzvahs, as they shazman grama, they volunteer to listen to tekiyas and to sit in the sukkah and to shake the lulav, whatever, is because this is nezik yuhara. That's what some possibly say. But what if the woman will do it b'yichidus? Things in the heck? So let her wear tefillin, there's no problem nezik yuhara. So he suggests that that's the pshat, mikan, Sheikhidim Hayu Ba'olam, that they were doing it privately. There was nobody else watching when she wore the tefillin. This is one suggestion that he gives. There's no one else around. So there's no Mezik Yuhara. Okay. There's no Mezik Yuhara. This is one suggestion. Then he gives another suggestion. That he quotes that Yeshua had asked the Kasha of the Baal HaFloah. I guess it's in the State Economy Office. I didn't look it up. He says, Yeshua had asked the Kasha that there is a din in Yerudeh based on the Gemara, a din of Seder Kedim is when you give tzedakah, whom are you supposed to give tzedakah to first? So the din is regarding ksus, regarding clothing, you're supposed to give clothing to women first and then give clothing to men, because women are more embarrassed when they walk around without clothes than men are. Because Meruba, Vashos and Meruba Mishavuich. So the Yeshua had asked the Kasha to the Baal HaFloah, they both lived in Frankfurt at one period of time before they kicked the Pnei Yeshua out. It's too much of a Baal Mechadesh that you're hearing out. So the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, if it says in the Pasuk that the Rabbanu Shalom, why do we do talk about Chesed? It says Mahu Afatov, Halach to the Drachov. But it says the Rabbanu Shalom gave Kasnasor first to Adam and then to Ishto. So he gave clothing first to Adam and then to the Ish and then to the Isha. So why did the Rebbeinu Shalom do Keneged HaDin? So shouldn't we learn from here that the din should be the reverse? To give Malbushin, to give Ksus first to the man and then to the woman? So to this, the Medrash comes to give the answer, Mikan Sheyichidim Hayu Ba'olam. There was nobody else around, so there was no Bashas and Meruba. When do you say Bashas and Meruba? If there are people around, so then the woman is embarrassed to walk around naked. But there's no one else around, so there's nothing to be embarrassed of. Nunu. That's what the son of the author of the Kli Chemda suggests. He writes that his father gave him permission to write whatever Hosafos he wants to the safe. He doesn't write what kind. The father doesn't have these kind of things in the safe. I don't know if the father would have given permission to write these things. So he wrote these, among other Hosafos, he wrote this as Hosafos to the father's son. The Gemara in Chulin learns out a halacha from Bria Shemayim Va'oretz. One learns out a few dinim, not too much. The Gemara in Chulin points out that when the Rabbanu Shalom created the behemoth, the chayis, the yoifos, and the dogim, he created them differently. The behemoth and the chayis were created min ha'ofor. The ofos were created min ha'rekek. The rekek means from mud, a mixture of water and ofor. And the dogim were created min ha'mayim, briyosa min ha'mayim. Mainaf kemina, that's how the Gemara interprets the psukim from. Mainaf kemina, what they were created from. The Gemara says, naf kemina feshchita. That a behemoth of a chayah that's created min ha'ofor has a stronger chiyus than a fish which is created min ha'mayim. Mayim is liquidy, it's a very shvach stuff. So the behemoths and the chayahs have more chiyus than the dogim. And the ofos which were created min ha'rekek, they were created from mud, which is a mixture of half water and half ofor. So that has the ofos have a little less chiyus than the behemoths and the chayahs, but they have a little more chiyus than the dogim. So therefore you have three dargis in hilchos shechita. Namely, that behemoth of a chayah needs a shechita of shnei simanim. That's how the Gemara says. You have to shech the kana and the veshet, the rov kana and the rov veshet, in order to accomplish a shechita, to kill it. Shechita is supposed to kill the animal, not stand that you do shechita. That seems to be the pasha pshat in the Gemara. And Moshe Feinstein has a whole shiur on that. What's the pshat? Let's say if I have a dead, someone shoots a behemoth, and then I take a knife and I cut it by the neck. That doesn't help. After the animal is dead already, you can't shech the nevela to make it kosher. So the shad is, why not? So Rav Moshe has a whole shia that it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Why not? Machlekes Hatanoim says, why not? Is it because shechit is not chal on a dead animal? Or no, pshat is that's not enough. That's only half of the answer. The pshat is that shechita has to kill the animal. Pshat and shechita is not just that the matter of shechita has to be done to a live animal, not to a dead animal. Pshat of shechita is that you have to kill the animal in this form. The Maynaf Kamina, what if you have, that's where Moshe has the shira on, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. And Behemah HaMestukenet. What if I shech the Behemah that's holding by its last legs anyway, and it's about to die anyway. And I shech the Behemah just the last moments of his life in such a way that I did the shechita while the Behemah was alive. So my shechita didn't kill the animal. The animal was going to die that minute anyway. So the shechita was done while the animal was alive, but the shechita didn't kill the animal. It would have died anyway. It's hard to ascertain that the behemoth was going to die the same split second. Anyway, so that's why Moshe has a whole shiur on the sugya mesukenes. It claims that that's an issue there in the Tanaim and the Amoraim. So the pashtus in this Gemara bulletin seems to indicate, like this that of Moshe, that shechita pshat is that shechita has to kill the behemoth. This is the form of killing the behemoth. Not found that shechita must be done while the behemoth is alive. You can't shech the dead animal. No, it's more than that. The shechita is the form by which you kill a behemoth. The Gemara makes this distinction that because behemoth v'chayi has more chiyus because it was created min ha'ofer, so therefore you have to have shechita shnei sinim on him to take away the chiyus. But because ofos nivru min ha'rekek, so therefore they have less chiyus, so you can take away the chiyus of the ofos by shechting one simon, either the kon or the veshet.
Why should
humans kind of be any better than Trafe? That's a din. The Gemara learns that from Stupin. Mr. Kenneth is good and Trafe is awesome. Trafe is a prophet that you're not allowed to eat. Mr. Kenneth is good. Oh. Yechezkel HaNavi didn't eat Mr. Kenneth. The Gemara says, he didn't have shalom with the market. His brother told him to eat filthy, contaminated food. So he said, how can you tell me to eat that food? He pleads with the Rabban Shalom and Yechezkel. So he says, Hine nafshilom into more behemo nevelos treifa loyachalti. I never ate behemos nevelos and treifa. So the Gemara says, what is he bragging about? That he never ate nevelos treifa. No Jew eats nevelos and treifa. What he's saying that he's orthodox. He keeps kosher. Sounds like he's saying more than that. But he did midas chasidus. What's midas chasidus? Gemara says no. It means that he never ate from a behemo misukenes. And he never ate from a behemo shahara b'chacham. Whenever there was a shaila, even if it turned out that they passed and that it was mutter. So he would never eat from a behemah shahar b'chacham, but the ikar adin is mutar to eat a mesuken. The midas chasid is not to eat.
On the positive
third base, doesn't have to say that also the highest when you're going to have it? No. Why? Because he didn't, because the young Hamishi said he was lying, and here is the Gadol, so it's there. I don't know. Have to look inside. I don't know. Shul Machu? I don't know. I heard the sheep, and the Stama is going to print it. There is a Shaila in the Gemara regarding this discrepancy between Behema and Chaya on the one hand and Oaf on the other hand, that Behema and Chaya need the Shechita Shnei Simon on him, and an Oaf is sufficient with the Shechita Simon Echad. What's the Pshat? Are they really completely different? Are they really completely different? That Shechita by Behema and Chaya needs Shnei Simon on him and Oaf needs Simon Echad? That's the Pash Pshat. Is it pshat as it appears? Or maybe the pshat is not so simple as it appears. Maybe pshat is that really a maisha shechita means when you... Maybe the pshat is not so. Like the other tzad ramash, that when you shech the kana alone, even though you don't kill the animal, Gemara says in order to kill the behemi you have to shech the kana innovation, because it has more chiyus than an oath. So if you shecht only the kana, you shecht only the beishet, you're not killing the animal. It still has chiyus left. And maybe that's already called a maitre shechita, but the din requires that you have to do two maitre shechitas on the behemah of the chayim. Maybe that's the din. So there's a mishnah like that in Chulin, but Akiva's opinion is...
Maitre shechita means
shechita. It's simple. Pashat pshat is that shechita by behemah of the chayim requires shechita and kol anevesha. You say ruva kekula, fine. And then you have to, by an oath, you have to shech either one simon or the other. Machlokes amaraim in the Gemara. One amaraim in the Gemara says you have to dafke shech the veshah. We talk about the other Amar, that it's either the Kon or the Reish. Either Simon you want to shef is the Ra. So the Pasha Pshat is that the definition of Shechita by Behemah is Shnei Simon, the definition of Shechita by Yoif is Simon Ech. Or maybe the Pasha Pshat is not so Pashat. Maybe that's not so. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah and Chula in the first period says that there's a difference between Shechita Lagabi Achila and Shechita Lagabi L'tahir Midei Tumas Nevelos. Clearly there's a difference. Let's say a shef to beima, that's a treifa. So shechita's treifa is metame de nevela. It's not metame, but it's not mata b'achila. And the fact that it's not mata b'achila, that's Rab Chaim has a yisoid that Rav Ovala quotes in the end of the sefer in the letters. And Rav Yosef Engel has bariches in his sefer Atman deraita. He brings eight rayas to one side and eight rayas to the other side. But it's also noted, like Rab Chaim says, that the pshat when you shef to beima treifa, the pshat is that the shechita is not matarit ba'achila. It's not the pshat that when you shech the treifa, the shechita is perfect, but it happens to be that it's a treifa. Let's say I shech the behema, then I take the meat and I cook it with milk, so it becomes bas v'chala. So is the pshat that the shechita wasn't matar the behema? No, the shechita was matar. The shechita was matar the bas v'chala, but it happens that there's a nisim and achut. There's a nisim and atzad. The bas v'chala was calm. Well, let's say I shech the behema, and then somebody bows down to the behema and he worships it and becomes asadano, mitam avodah zarah. So the pshat that the shechita wasn't matter the behemah b'achila. No, the shechita was matter b'achila. But it is a nisim and achutz. So the pasha pshat one might have insisted by shechita's treifa is the same pshat. When you shech the treifa, so the shechita's treifa is matter it b'achila. The shechita is a perfect shechita, 100% shechita. The only thing is that because the animal is busy, so you're not allowed to eat it. So nisim treifa, so nisim and achutz. But that's what Rav Chaim has. Rav Chaim said that it's bar mitzvah drosh. Okay, say yo. Rabbi Yashaber, the Beis Halevi, told Rav Chaim that he wants him to say his own tilpul. So he prepared his own tilpul, he was learning chulin at the age of Bar Mitzvah. So he said a tilpul, he said a chiddush on this. So he proved from the Gemara with rayas that the pshat and from the Rambam Biker that shechita strefa felt and had the shechita, that the shechita is incomplete. That even though the shechita is called the shechita, the gabi tumas nevelus, that it's matam and nevelus, but it's not called the shechita, the gabi achila. It's not that it's an isim and achut. The shechita is an incomplete shechita. Some of Urusha Rambam like that. That's where Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky asked Rav Avala, where is the Rambam where the Rambam said like that? So Rav Avala Soloveitchik wrote him a letter. It's printed in the end of the Sefer on the Rambam. So he writes that, I didn't say it's the Rambam, I said it's my father's pshat in the Rambam. It's not the foolish in the Rambam, but he said, I didn't say the Rambam said that. I said, that's my father said that, that was his interpretation in the Rambam. The Rambam came out with Feirish like that. But, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has rayas from the Gemara. He has around 7 or 8 rayas in each direction. And a Sefer asks from their rayas. So you find, let's say, similar like Rav Chaim and like Rabbi Yosef Engel, you find by Shechita Streifa that such a thing exists. That you have a Shechita that's only called the Shechita the Gabi in the time of the Nevela Zayin, and it's not called the Shechita the Gabi Heter Achila. You find it other cases also. The Gemara says by... Oh, he has an upcoming Yisladina. There's Gemara. Sometimes has Gemara today. Now, Kasha. The Chor, you have from other cases also, the Gemara has been learned before Yom Kippur, that Chiyasa Latsuk Zui Shchitasa. And the Ishiti would push off the Tzor Hamshtalech over the cliff, and it would fall down the mountain, and it would get broken up, the limbs would fall apart from each other. So the Gemara says, whoever would touch those limbs later on would not be Metamehim. Even though Nidlas Behemah is Metame B'Mago B'Maso, but the Gemara says here, D'chiyasa Latsuk Zui Shchitasa, but it's not Shchitasa that it should be Matarit B'Achila. It's not a Shchita for Heter Achila purposes. D'chiyasa Latsuk is Shchitasa, that it's Metame, anyway. So Rabbi Akiva has a Chiddush in the Mishnah that we don't pass him like that. Rabbi Akiva has in the Mishnah Chulin, a Machloikis with Rabbi Yeshiva. That's what it says in the Shita Mekubetzes on the side of the Gemara Chulin. It says that the correct pronunciation is Rabbi Yeshiva, not Rabbi Yeshiva. They quote the pasuk Divrei Yamim where the name appears. As in the Kudus, that's what the name is, Yeshiva. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is that if you shech the kana and a behemah or a chai, you shech the kana, and then you shoot the behemah to death, or you shech the veshet, and then you shoot it, or you wait till the animal just dies. So Rabbi Akiva says, even though it's clearly also b'achila, because you have to shech both siman and mata b'achila, but it's mitaher midei nevela. Rabbi Yeshabab disagrees, and that's how we pass him against Rabbi Kidwin, and he says no, but since the Shechita was not done properly, so not only is it Asa B'Achila, it's also Mitami Tumas Nevelos. So Rabbi Kidwin clearly holds Rabbi Kidwin holds the Farish that Shechita Simen Echad B'Behena is also a Maisa Shechita, and that's why it's Mitami Tumas Nevelos. The only thing is that to be Mata B'Achila you need two Shechitas. You have to have a double Maisa Shechita. And by Yoif, all you need is one Shechita. By Behemer, Chaya, you have to have two Shechita. The only thing is we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We pass in our law like Rabbi Yeshiva, that if you only shech Simen Echor and you let the animal die, or you shoot it, or you bop it over the head to be Mimai Lemisa, so then it's not only Yotze Bachil, it's also Mitamitum Misnevela. So the Shaila is, Allah HaLamaisa, that we pass against Rabbi Akiva. So what's the Pshad by Behemoth? Does it mean, like the strange Svar of Rabbi Akiva, that you need two Shechitas, and Kozman you didn't have the both Shechitas, so it's Mitamitum Misnevela also? Oh, no, the Pshad is that Shechitas Behemoth is different from Shechitas Soy. That by Behemah it's one Shechita, it's one Maisa Shechita and the two Simonim, and by Yoif the Shechita consists of Simon Echor. Or maybe there's a third side. Maybe really the din is that you have to shech both Simonim by the Yoif also. But just like there's a din by Behemah that Ruba Kekula, if you shech Ruba Shalechet Kamayu, so maybe there's a din by Yoif also that if you shech either the Kon or the Veshet, I say one Simon is considered as if the Shechita were Chal on the other two Simonim. Might not mean it, it's a wild svar.
By the oath, you don't have within the one kind of kula as well?
You do.
So it'd be a double number of kula?
Yeah.
To me, it's done the whole thing, and yet it's
yeah. The halacha says here that it's not the general din of rubik kula. The halacha says here that if a shech roiv of any one of the two simanim is considered as if the shechita had been chal on both. Halacha l'majim esina, maybe that's the pshat. So the tzlach says that is the shechita sariv. There's a little bit of tzlach and chulin, not too much. Tzlach is known for his form on Psochim and on Brochus and on Beitzon. He has a little bit of Achulin. So one of his Chidush from Achulin is this. There's a steer in the rift. Pile Ploin, there's a steer in the rift. That there's a bit of Shehiya. When you shech the Behemah, there are Chomish of a Shehiya Drasa Chalada Agrobah Ve'ikah. So Shehiya is a din that you're not allowed to pause in the middle of the Shechita Kedei Lishchot Kol HaBehemah Kula. Let's say I start shechting the Behemah or Achaya. And then I pause for half an hour, and then I pick up the knife again and I continue. So since during that half hour I could have shechted the whole behemah, so that's a shear that passes the shechita, and the shechita is in a vein. So the shaila is, how long is the shear shear? Shok de lignor as kol ha-shechita. Like a din by Kiyah Shefer, like a din by Duchning, shok de lignor as kulam. So how do you determine how long it takes to shecht the behemah? So the Gemara does a machlekes where they say daka la daka and gasa la gasa, or you say daka la gasa. For behemah daka, takes much less time to shech to the behemah gas. So do you say that the shear depends on each and every individual animal? Daka la daka and gasa la gasa, that's one shita. The other shita in the Gemara is no, that it's daka la gasa. Since if it would since a behemah daka takes much less time to shech, so that's the shear, you go lechumer, that's the shear from the shech to behemah gasa. It takes, let's say, an extra minute or two to shech. I have to be machmir to use the shear, the behemah daka, even when shechting a gasa. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, and the Rif machlekes Hamaroyim, and the Rif paskens la'alocha that daka la'daka and gasa la'gasa. Sounds good. Okay, we would have said that also. Daka la'daka and daka gasa la'gasa. Sounds good. That the shok the ligma spula bat kiyah shofar depends on how long it would take to blow shofar, and shok the ligma spula shman esrei depends how long would it take to damage the shman esrei. And malchus achena shofar is a longer shman esrei than stama yandel big shman esrei. So I would say that each shman esrei is judged on its own merit. How long is Shok de Ligma is Kula? Shok de Ligma is Kula by Duchening depends on how long it would take to say the whole Duchening. Each one depends on however long it is. I would have said also maybe Dakala Daka and Gasala Gas. Then the Rif takes a stand at the same page in the Rif in Kulan, the first paragraph, second paragraph. First paragraph. So the Rif takes a stand on another Shiloh. What about Ophos? When you shecht an Oph, what's the Shia Shia by an Oph? An oath takes much less time to shecht. All you have to shecht is one simon. Very little to shecht. And the oath is skinnier than the behemah. The oath is skinnier than the behemah daka. So the Rif takes a stand over there on the machlekes din gemara where they say the shear by oath is measured by how long, how fast it takes to shecht an oath, which could be a mashu, or no. The length of time that it takes to shecht the behemah, which is a kula, a tremendous kula, not a kula, it's a kula. So the Rif says, behemah li'oth. So all the Rishonim ask on the Rif, how is that possible? If he passes within Behemah, Gufa, Dakala, Dakan, Gasa, Lagasa, even though basically the Hilchos Shechita, Behemah, Dakan, Behemah, Gasa are the same, they're identical. You have to shech the rov of the both Simonim. So why does he passkin? What do you mean Behemah Leo? Why should you go Lekula by... So why shouldn't you say by Behemah, Dakar? You should say Gasa, why shouldn't you say... Isn't the Behemah, Gasa closer to the Behemah, Dakar than the Behemah is to the Yof? Shouldn't you say the sheer behemah gasa should be used for the behemah daka if you're going to the kula? Why does it say behind the wheels? That's what the Rishonim is kind of rif. Hilik loy. So the Tzlach suggests a nine follow of shot in the rif, and he says he thinks that the rif means the following. The rif understood daka la daka and gasa la gasa. He understood the way we do. How long does it take to shechta gasa? How long does it take to shechta daka? But behema liyof, that shaila in the Gemara that the rif paskins that it's behema liyof, that doesn't mean the way we understood it. That means like this: when you shechta yof, short the ligamus to mean how long it takes to shecht one simon in the yof, or how long it takes to shecht two simonim in the yof. Because hilcha shechita for behema is two simonim, hilcha shechita for yof is one simon. So that's what the Gemara calls behema liyof. When you measure the shia shia and shchitas ofas by how long it takes to shecht an of, and how much of the yof do you have to shecht only one simon, either the kana or the reshet. So do you measure shorak the ligamus kula by the kana alone or by the reshet alone, or do you shecht by the kana and the reshet? And that's what the rift paskins the kula, that the shia shia by an of is behema liyof, the length of time that it would take to shecht both the kana and the reshet on the yof. But it doesn't mean the length of time that it would take to shecht the behema. No. That she has no shaykhis with the yof. The length of time it would take to shecht the kana and the reshet of the yof. It's of liyof, but it's behema liyof. How long it would take to shecht the kana and the reshet of the yof. So what's the diur? Ganz fine, he saved the rif. Mamish, he saved the rif. Pikuach nefesh, mamish, saved the rif. Yom HaShad is, it doesn't make any sense. Why? So grad, it could be that it makes a lot of good sense. Maybe that this is exactly in the kudus ha-machlaikis. The machlaikis, whether daka la daka and gasa la gasa, or even daka la gasa. That's a machlaikis. What's shog de likmas kula? Do you measure by this particular animal, or do you measure by animals in general? You have to go look from, you measure in animals in general. But this machlaikis I'm arraying, whether behema liyof or of liyof, this could be that this is a machlaikis in the nature of hilcha shchita avof, whether the pshat is the shchita is really chal on the kona and on the veishet. The only thing is that halacha nemro kach nemro halacha mishmesina the rubu shalechot kiilu shachat shnei asimon. It's considered as if I shechted both simon. Or the pshat that no, that you know, not that you have to shecht both simonim, and one is considered as if you shechted both. The halacha meikara is that all you have to shecht is one simon in the yof. Has less chiyus, is never merarekik. So all you have to shecht is the kona alone, all you have to shecht is the veishet alone. And then the rif, it comes out that the rif is passing the halacha, that the behema liyof, what does it mean? The mikra, then you really have to shecht both simonim. But the halacha says that if you shecht the rof of one simon, it's considered as if you shechted the both simonim. There's a famous Beis HaLevi in the Tshuvas, he says that that's pshat in Taisa. Taisa says, there are chomish hilcha shchita in Mahaz. She addressed the halada hagroma of the ikur. And ikur, there's a machlekes of Rishonim what it means. So Taisus quotes one pshat in the first paragraph of Chulin. Taisus quotes one pshat in ikur. If I shech the simon with the simonim are akurim. Actually, has a different pshat, but this is Taisus pshat. If the kana and the veshet are not attached with the supposed to on top. Let's say the kana, the windpipe or the food pipe is detached on top, and then I shech that simon. So that's no good. It's like I'm shechting an animal that's dead already. Even though the animal's walking around, it's alive, still alive. That's not good. Shech the simon that's talking him comes is not good. So then Taisus is bothered with a kasha. Quote a mafurish tosefta mechulin that says, what if I'm shechting an oak? And all you have to shecht is either the kana or the veshet. You don't have to shecht both. What if I shecht one and the other one is akul? I shecht the kana and the veshet is akul. I shecht the veshet and the kana is akul. So the quote a mafurish tosefta that's no good. So Taisus says, why is it no good? But this, all you need is shechita simon echad. So the simon that I'm shechting is good. So what's wrong with the other one that I'm not shechting is zaka? So Taisus says, no, that's the halacha that you have to have roi. You have to have, even though you can shecht either the kana or the veshet in the yo, but you have to have that both simonim should be roi for shechita. Why should it be both to be roi for shechita? So the Rashba adds on another line to the Taisus, which also doesn't sufficiently explain the whole story. So basically, he adds on a paragraph where he claims that the pshat is like we just explained. I took it from the Beis Halevi. He says that this is the pshat. He doesn't call it the tzlach on the rib, but he says this is the pshat of this tosefta. That the bright by yof is not that it's sufficient with shchita simon echad. Really, shchita means shechting both simonim. The only thing is that the halacha l'moshe mitzina by yof was nemra that if he shecht the roif of simon echad, it's considered as if the shchita ad minchal on the both simonim. So you have to have that the both simonim should be roif of shchita. If one or the other is zakam imkam, is detached from where they're supposed to be attached to on the lechi atachton. On the top, then the shchita, you can't say the shchita was chal on both. So then it's not good. Then it's in the same.
Why not?
That's one of the halachas of Moshe Messina. The chamish of the shchita halacha of Moshe Messina. That you cannot do a shchita and a simon offer. Rashi is also asking that there's a problem with a simon offer, but Rashi probably holds that a simon offer is a trefa. That's what Taisus says. That the animal is called a trefa then. And Taisus holds not true. The animal is not a trefa. big enough to mean it. Let's say there's a cow walking around that has the corner ripped out from the top, and it's walking around, it's alive. See, if I'll shech it, it'll be no good, bein the Rashi, bein the Taisus. According to Rashi, it'll be no good because Shechitas Treifa is no good. According to Taisus, it'll be no good because it's an Avela. Well, Chafan Afkamina, will it be Mitami or not? Will it be Mitami or not? According to Rashi, it's a Treifa. Shechitas Treifa is not Mitami. According to Taisus, it's an Avela. It's one of the Chomish of Shechit. And then the other Afkamina that Taisus brings up is whether the Cholov will be Muta. Let's say I milk the cow. The cow is still walking around for a couple of months. So according to Rashi, that he says that it's a Treifa. So the milk that comes from that cow is also, even called by the cow, is alive. The animal is a trait. Rather, according to Taisus, they say it's not true. This is not from the Hilchos trait. It's not a trait. It's just by Rachel Moshe Messina that Shechita cannot be chal on a simon ocher. Even when I let a shecht, it will become an avela. The cause one that I don't touch the neck. So it's not a trait. It's not an avela. It's nothing. It's a normal kosher animal. It has a little sickness. No. It's not a trait. So this is basically a major issue over here, whether Shechita's behema. Yeah, we know. Shechitas Beima needs two simanim, Shechitas Sof is sufficient siman echad. The Gemara seems to interpret this in an agarata. The Gemara seems to interpret that the reason why is because the Behemoth was the Behemoth Bechayis for Nivru min ha'ofor, min ha'adama, and the Ofer for Nivru min ha'rekek. And Shechita has to take away, Shechita has to kill the animal. But to kill a Behemoth Bechayis, you have to shech both simanim. To kill an Of, you only have to shech one siman. So the simple reading of that Gemara indicates that Shechita Sof is Simen Echad and Shechita is Beimish Neisimon. It's one din of Hilchos Shechita. The only thing is that it could be that not everybody agrees with that Agarate. Rav Akiva seems to disagree, holds that Simen Echad is a Shechita by Behem also. And this Beis Halevi has on this places with the Tosefton, it's like has on the Rif like that, by the Behem of Shia, that by Olf also you really need Shechita Shnei Simonim. But the Halacha considers when you shecht the one Simon, it's considered as if you shecht the both Simonim. Could say because it doesn't have that much chiyus. Could be that that's the biur adin, but the halacha says sof kol sof that the shechita is chal on the bot simon. There is an interesting machlekes atanoim in the Mishnah in kisui hadam. There is a din. There's a requirement of kisui hadam on yeshecht a chayu or yeshecht a an oaf. When yeshecht a behemoth, so there's no din of kisui hadam. When yeshecht chayu v'yoy, if there's a din of kisui hadam, this is all coming up in meruba. So it's just achdama from meruba. Ruva has a lot about Shechita Sheni Ruya. Ruva has a lot about everything. Kolatora Kulin, you know. So the Torah has a din when you finish shechting, let's say a shecht 10 chayis, turkeys, or a shecht chickens, shecht 65 chickens a minute, let's say. Lots of chickens, shecht 65 chickens a minute. So they can shecht 1,000 chickens and then do one kisui hadam at the end. They can shecht 1,000 chayis and do one kisui hadam at the end. What if he does 10 chayis and he does 10 oifis? But he didn't require that he has to do a separate kisui hadam for the 10 chayis and a separate kisui hadam for the 10 oifis. So can he save the kisui hadam for the end and do one kisui hadam for both? But that's the machlokes hatanaim, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah Chur. Forgot how he passed. That's a machlokes based on psukim. How do you dash in the psukim? By chai v'yep, whether it's one din kisui hadam or two. What's the machlokes that could be that this is the soda machlokes? Based on psukim, it could be that this is the uptight soda machlokes because Tosfos has a halacha from the Gemara that kisui hadam is a gemara of the shechita. That if it's not, have a gemara chulin? No. That kisui hadam is considered the gemara of the shechita. Even though if you don't do kisui hadam, the shechita is going to be kosher anyway. The Mishnah says even if you shech the behema and miraculously no dam comes out at all, so the Mishnah says in the first paragraph that it's also good. Shachat v'layat dam shechita osek sheir. I don't have to worry that maybe if this is something fishy. Obviously it is something fishy, but it's kosher anyway. Even if no dam comes out at all, it's also good. Even if dam does come out and I never did the kisui hadam, it's also not miyakev. The Mishnah Berurah has in Hilchos Yontif, he quotes a chiddush from Rabbi Nachman in the first paragraph in Beitza that l'chatchila tzasa tika flesh. Calls man, you didn't do kisui hadam. Based on this place, that kisui hadam is a gemara of the shechita. So even though the din is that it's not miyakev b'diavad, if you never did the kisui hadam, you're still permitted. Gemara says kisui in Beitzen. The first place, Gemara says kisui hadam is not miyakev in the heter achila. But still, the Rabbi Nachman learns that l'chatchila the din is to eat the basta before kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is the gemara of the shechita. That's the place that has a raya. Tosfos on Pei Zayin and Aleph in Chulin. Top Tosfos, Pei Zayin and Aleph. Mishta Vruch et Bahadi Hadadi Leyevsha. So they prove in the Gemara that that's the Yisra. That Kisi Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. There are a lot of rice there. So it could be that this is the Yisra Machlokes If it's annoying have over here, and that pay draws on the day, but Yudhi says, Shachat Chayu Yichasen V'Achakach Yishchet Esa'oif. And based on the tzir, it looks like we don't pass like that. We pass like the Chachamim, the Tanakam, the Mishnah. The Kisei Yechad Mekulam. You can do one Kisei Adam for many Chayis, for many Oifes, with many Chayis, many Oifes together. So it could be that this is the Machlokes, whether the Dinei Shechita are basically the same or they're different. The way the Beis Halevi suggests the Pshat and Atasef, and the way the Tzlach suggests the Pshat and Nerif, the Kisei Adam by Behem and Chay and an Oif, are basically the same, that you have to share both simonim. Except there's a slight difference between the two, that because the oaf has less chiyus than the behem of the chayus, as Allah from Moshe Messina says, that by shechting, Ayidei shechting one simon is considered as if the shechita had been chal on both simonim. But basically the shechita is chal on both simonim by oaf, just like it's chal on both simonim by behem of the chayim. So you could say that that's the shechita of the chachamim in the Mishnah, that since it's basically one din of shechita, even though there's slight differences between the two, but since it's one din of shechita, so there's one kisei adam will suffice for both. And perhaps Abuda disagrees and holds that no, but the pasuk indicates that fundamentally there are two distinct dinim of hilchos shechita. One is a din yeshech siman echad, one is a din yeshech shnei siman. So since they're completely different, and the kisei adam is supposed to serve as the gemar of the shechita, so you can't have one kisei adam for both the dam of the chay and the dam of the yok. You have to have a separate kisei adam. Maybe that's the machlokes. Maybe not. Maybe even Abuda agrees with what we said before from the Beis HaLevi's pshat and the Tosefta and the Tzlach's pshat and the Rif. And he just says, but the fact that halach l'maisa, there's a slight difference between the two, that this has to have simirach and that needs two simirach, slight difference, major difference. Since al kofanim, there is a difference, however you understand it philosophically, what the shechit is chalan, but halach l'maisa, the sheikhit knows, the shechtim, the umnim know that there's a difference in shechting and behema and shechting and all. So it could be that that's what I view the time. Since halach l'maisa, there are differences, even if it's a difference in a mashu, still, al kofanim, that already shows there's a slight difference in the shechit, so you need a separate kisayana. Taisus just postulates the claw based on Gemara's that Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. That's the Taisus, the top of Pei Zayinim and all. Taisus has a shayla Allah HaLamayis, it came up here in Rosh Hashanah. So you missed it. Someone else. The guy started eating and then in the middle of the meal he decided to go down Mincha.
Yeah.
No. So the shayla was, when they go downstairs and finish eating, so do they have to wash again? The Taisus says the Machlokes. And he's saying, no, you don't have to. They quote first the Rabbi Yontif says, you do have to wash out again, brought a rye from the Gemara. And then says, no, the rye is Nishken rye, and Taisa proves that he's wrong. That Allah says, you don't have to wash again, it's not a hefsek. And they explain why it's not comparable to this Gemara. Based on this, he said, the Kisa Adam is a Gemara and the Shechita, and therefore the Gemara said what it said. And they bring rye, and there are more rye than what Taisa brings, one or two rye. There are more rye than what Taisa brings. The more rye, one good rye is this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif that he quotes to Rabbeinu Hananel and Beitza that l'chatchila it's also to eat the flesh before he did Kisei Adam. Ein lecha rak dola mizu. Well, it's just a gzeira that he may forget to do Kisei Adam. I'm eating the flesh. The sheikhet is in the slaughterhouse. What do I have to do with that? It's his job to do the Kisei Adam. No. It means that the Gemara HaShechita wasn't done yet. The Shechita wasn't completed until you do the Kisei Adam.
What would be considered one
Kisei Adam
for many
Oifes? You have to have Ofer Milamata and Ofer Milmaila. So what they do is they have...
But what is considered many Oifes that you could do one Kisei Adam on? Is there...
1,000 chickens.
Is Shania that they would take
the
water to break the... Water to break the string, whatever?
No. Kozman Adam didn't evaporate. Kozman Adam is still there, isn't it?
So
all day long. Yeah, they just should worry that maybe the dam will disappear. Usually, what they do in the slaughterhouse is they have sawdust on the floor, then they shech the 65 chickens in a half a minute, and then whatever. And then at the end, after they did the 5 million chickens in an hour, then they throw sawdust. They said, "Brachin," they throw sawdust over it. The kisei adam, you have to have brachin mamayla, brachin mamayla. And the Gemara says that because dogim and nivru min hamayim, therefore they have much less chiyus, and therefore the Gemara says that they don't need any shechita to take away their life. So how do you take away the life of the? How do you kill the fish? You don't have to kill it after with the shechita. So the Gemara quotes the other pasuk. In it's called the Gehar Yami Yosef Lahem Matzalem. Moshe Rabbeinu is tiny with the Rebbeinu Shlom. What are you going to give them? You're going to give them slov. You're going to give them food that's going to satisfy them. And this is called the Ge'ayam Yosef Lehem Matzalem. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atona Bach Yishachet Lehem Matzalem. So he said Yishachet Lehem, and then he said him, and called the Ge'ayam Yosef Lehem Matzalem. So you see that Dogim is Asifa Bialmo. That you don't have to kill it after you do the Asifa. You just do Asifa, you take it out of the water. The Beis Yosef quotes the famous Sheets of Rav Sadi Gaon, that Basi and Hilchos Shechita. That Dogim Basifa, you have to kill, like we said, Rav Moshe Zichel said, the Shechita has to kill the chicken, the Shechita has to kill the behemoth. That's a simple reading of this Agarata. And the Asifa has to kill the fish. So what if you find a dead fish in the river? Great. It's an avela. Not Matame, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's an Issa Nevela on dead fish. And he has a Gemara in Chulin that he interprets. In the Gemara in Avodizor, the Gemara in Avodizor, that there was a fire. Gemara in the Sugya Bishal Akum. Yeah, a goy went to a pond, and if he put the fire in the marshland around the pond, then all the fish in the pond got burned. So the trace of fish are trape, and the kosher fish were kosher. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that even though the fish were burned to death, no one did atzifa. He didn't kill the fish by pulling them out of the water. The fish were killed after in a fire. So it would appear from the Gemara that it's kosher. So the yes is, the Achrayim is to Zakash against the Rav Sadigan. Rav Sadigan says that dead fish are off. You have to take the fish out of the water while it's alive, and the asifa is, has to kill the animal. If you didn't have an asifa that killed it, then it's not. Anyway, the Beis Yosef says no one passes like the Rav Sadigan. Then he says,
you need asifa?
You need it in the water. They talk about that. Anissa de Rabbanan about Peshaksu. I think there's a deal if it's about Peshaksu. Every day they talk about it. That's this machlekes lechayra. What if you kill the animal any other way? So Rav Sadi, you're going to hold that it's no good. You have to dafke do asifa. You have to kill the animal in that prescribed form of removing it from the water. No other form of killing it is acceptable.
No, that's
I guess. That is considered dead. So the Gemara has a sheep. What is considered dead?
You can't kill it.
It's alive, it's not Makabal Tuma, no? And after it's dead, then it is Makabal Tuma. So the Gemara says the same thing. When is it considered dead? When it dries up.
What's the saying? It just has to start by drying up. You can't kill it anyway.
I think so. That's what we hope. It has to. I don't know. What would the din be if the din would have been like a Sadina? But the Achrayim say that we're not even choshish, even people who look for a glat kosher fish, they're not choshish for Rav Sadigan sheep. They just don't pass like Rav Sadigan. The Gemara has another din. A Mishnah Mikros has another din that's based on this assumption that the fish were nivru min hamayim. That's how it says in the Briya. That's how the Gemara interprets. That the fish were created from the water. The Baruch Hashem created the water. And then from the water, he created the fish Yesh Me'esh. The fish one created Yesh Me'esh. So the Mishnah has a din that a mikveh has to consist of 40 saw of water. If you use Mei Peres, that's not good for a mikveh min HaTorah. Some Achmanim wanted to say that there's a Risha, a Dei and Rishonim that's only in the Rabbanim, but it's not correct. There is no Dei and Rishonim like that. There's a Darkei Moshe. The Ramah has a Darkei Moshe, Horus, on the bottom of the Beis Yosef on the tour. But somehow one of the Achrayim misunderstood the Maharam Rutmer. It's not so. There is no day like that. Everybody agrees that Mei Peres is possible for a mikveh min HaTorah. You have to have dafke mayim. So what's the East mayim? So the Mishnah says, and that's how we pass. The Mishnah quotes one time, I think, of Lezer. And that's how we pass in Aloha, because it's not a machlokes. The other Chachamim don't disagree. They just quoted in his name that not only is water mitzuref to the Memsoah, even worms or fish that are briyasim and amayim are also mitzuref to the Memsoah. One time in the Mishnah Mikros. And that's how we pass in Aloha. That things that were nivru min amayim and sheshis mebreshis, it says that the fish and all the things were nivru min amayim, so they're considered also water. So they're mitzuref to the Memsoah. The only shaila is... I don't think so. The other thing is, what do you mean fish? So there's an achlokes apaskim, does it mean if the fish were liquefied, or even if they're still in their original solid state? So the Magen Avraham paskim is even for Netilas Yadayim purposes, that it's only good if it's liquefied, even though there are other paskim hold on. So, Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, for Netilas Yadayim is only the Rabbanan. I'm not talking about a woman being tabled in the mikveh. For Netilas Yadayim is only the Rabbanan. So the Magen Avraham paskim is la'alocha, like those who show him a hold, that it's only mitzuruf to the memso, or for Netilas Yadayim, it's only good for the reviyas. You can only use it if it's in a liquefied state. Rav Telushkin has in his sefer that he wanted to be matar a woman to be tefil in a mikveh. Woman had a problem that she couldn't get water over a certain part of her body. It was a sakana for her. So he suggested that she should get the skin of a fish, and she should put it over that part of her body, and the skin of the fish is considered mayim al pidin. It's briyos min hamayim. That's the mission. It's mitzuros to the memso. So it's considered as if the water did reach when she'll be in the mikveh. So the water will be touching, let's say, on her neck, let's say, wherever in her ears. So the skin of the fish will be touching the water of the mikveh. So it's considered as if the skin of the fish is part of the mikveh. So it won't be considered a chatzitza. That will be part of the mikveh. See, he writes this in a sefer, and he quotes all the pasuk mahol, all the rishonim mahol that it's good. And then he says he sent it to the chazanish, and the chazanish said, no, you can't paskin against the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, and that's how we paskin that the no good. That the davar shebriyos min hamayim is only mitzuruf to the memso, and it's only good for netilas yadayim. If it's tefila, if it's liquefied in a liquid state, because now that it's still in the solid state, that's no good. Now has a very strange, there's a Mishnah in Kalim, which is very negeh halacha lamais, and Perek Yud Zayin in Kalim, Mishnah Yud Dalad, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalad. The Mishnah describes which things which kelim are makabel tumah. What kind of kelim do we know are makabel tumah? So the Gemara always says that klei avonim, klei adam, and klei glolim are not makabel tumah. Klei avonim means stone. What's klei adam? Klei cheres is makabel tumah and has no tara b'mikveh. So what's the difference between klei adam and klei adam is not makabel tumah at all. Klei cheres is makabel tumah, they no tara b'mikveh. So how do you distinguish between klei cheres? The Gemara in Shabbos says if you put it in a kibshon, if you burnt it out in a very very high fire in an oven, then it's called klei cheres. And if you didn't burn it out, you just made a kli out of adama. You took mud and you made a kli out of it, like they do in a lot of parts of Russia. So klei adama is not makabel tumah at all. It's not makabel tumah at all. And klei glolim, Rashi has a machlokes. Rashi has two pshat and what it means. One pshat is it means it's made from gilalei behema. There are sections of Russia and sections of Europe and Asia where they still are Yoimazen. In the 20th century, they still do like, they learn like Rashi. They make kelim which they use. They make pots and pans out of Galilei Behema, Soyas Behema. And then Rashi has the other pshat that Kleg Lolem is kelim that I make pots and pans that are made from Golol. What is Golol? Is the Bach in the Eben Glau, in Baba Kama. What's the Glau is? Shayish, how do you say that? Marble. Marble? It means just plain marble. Okay. Same as Klei Avon. So those three are not makabel tumah at all. But what about outside of those three? Klei Avon, Klei Glol, and Klei Adom. The Mishnai say that when they made the Paradum, they used to be makbid, Kal Hechad Efshe, Rashi says, whenever possible, they used to use Kol Maseh would be Klei Avon. They used to use only Klei Avon because it's not as a chumra, as a maila. Because it's not makabel tumah at all, so there would be no chance that the paradum process would go wrong, because they're not even makabel tumah at all. So what other kelim are makabel tumah? So what kelim are makabel tumah? Klei matechas are makabel tumah, and klei cheres are makabel tumah. What about klei zchuchis? So the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Shabbos that klei zchuchis are makabel tumah mid rabbanan, and the Torah has no tumah because it's not mentioned in the chumash. Whatever is not mentioned in the chumash is not makabel tumah. Is that why? Or is it because klei zchuchis are considered klei adamah? Yeah, but klei cheres also comes from the sand. And there's a din in klei cheres. So why don't we treat the klei zchuchis min ha-Torah as klei cheres? That's unclear. Mm-hmm. But how is it manufactured? Isn't it manufactured by being burning hot? And then they blow it? That's That's a shaila. How do you understand that Gemara in the first parak in Shabbat? The Gemara says that Shimon Shetach was the one who was goyzer tumah on the clay schuchas. The Gemara lists off all the gzeiros and the sugi yudchas dover. He was goyzer this and he was goyzer that. And one day were goyzer all this. Right before the churban by Yisheni. The Gemara says the goyim were holding by destroying the Medina and the Panam were making all kinds of chumash and tumah v'tar. Shimon tell it to the Gemara. Panam being goyzer all kinds of things and tumah v'tar. They were doing their work and they were doing their work. He was sitting like a chumash on Tumah V'Tahara there, and the goyim were working to destroy the whole Beit HaMikdash, the whole Jewish Medina. So the Gemara lists off there, one of the gzeiros was that Klei Shulchas on Mekabel Tumah Midirabbanan. Why is it only Midirabbanan? Why isn't it Min HaTorah? Why don't you consider it like the Teres? That's a major issue. It's a major question. Let's say Klei Matechas on Mekabel Tumah. All Klei Matechas on Mekabel Tumah are only those Matechas that are mentioned in the Chumash. What if you'll discover a new Matechas that doesn't appear in the Chumash? So the Tiferet Yisrael in his Hakdome, the Taris, that's called Yivakesh Doa, quotes from the Vilna Goyim, in his commentary on Taris, he says, from the Vilna Goyim's Lashon is Mashman, but only those Matechas that are mentioned in the Chumash on Mekabel Tumah. Others are not. He disagrees with this mashmois of the Zonkan. He thinks that it's not true. He thinks that all matachas is in Kabbalah. So he gave a mashal. Zav, choishes, barzal. This is just mashalim. But if you find any other metal, he thinks it would also be in Kabbalah. That's what Moshe writes on his own also like that. He writes that he thinks that aluminum is not in Kabbalah. Whatever it doesn't say in the Chumash is not in Kabbalah. That's how the Tzaddik explains that the Zonkan held that only those matachas that are mentioned in the Chumash are in Kabbalah. Whatever doesn't appear in the Chumash is not in Kabbalah. But then we understand why glass is not Mekabel Tumah. Whatever does mention the Chumash is not Mekabel Tumah. That's what the Chazanish went with that sheet also. Chazanish says that rubber kelim are not Mekabel Tumah. Whatever does not mention the Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. You don't say, but it comes from this and it comes from that. It's not the same. It's not Mekabel Tumah. Very, very, very halacha ma'aseh b'chol yom, if the hilchos need it. There is a din midirabbanan that even if the isha didn't have a hargasha, when a dam comes out from her body, minatera, an isha is only a nidir, she has a hargasha at the time the dam is coming out. So what exactly, what kind of a sensation is supposed to have is a whole deal in posthum, what the sensation is supposed to be. But whatever it is, let's say an isha has a riyaz dam without any hargasha, so it's only tamim midirabbanan, that's called a kesem. So the Gemara has a din. That what if the kesem is discovered on a dov sheni mekabel tumah? So the Gemara has a din that we pass on halacha. Rav Nechemi's din: dov sheni mekabel tumah ain't a mekabel tsamim. Whatever kli is not mekabel tumah is not mekabel tsamim. If it's not a kli, so for sure it's not mekabel tumah. But even if it is a kli, but if it's not mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tsamim. So the shail is: what about nylon underwear, rayon, all synthetic underwear? Is that mekabel tumah or not? So Moshe writes in his tshuva that it's not. Why is it not? He says, based on this Mishnah and Kelim. There, the Rabban of Tzamim was only instituted if the dam was found, was discovered on an object which is Mekabel Tumah. Table, a chair, clothing, sheet, a body. The person is Mekabel Tumah. But if it's found on an object which is any something like the Gemara gives a marshal, the woman sits on the floor, arms on the carpet, what could carpet be Yashvah there? No. Is this wrong? Shulchan Aruch give us wrong. Whenever you hear give us wrong. And we'll get to that parasha. Whenever you hear that, the famous story that everybody quotes in Yerida. He gives an explanation. He's the only one who gives any explanation. No, not the only one. He only gives the popular explanation. So Rav Moshe quotes this Mishnah in Perek Yud Zayin and Kalim, where the Mishnah states very strange lashon in the Mishnah. Yesh b'mesh nivra b'yom ha'rishon in tumah. Some of the things that the Ribbono Shel Olam created on the first day are mekabel tumah. Not all of them, but some of them are. B'yom ha'sheni ein bo tumah. What the Ribbono Shel Olam created on the second day in Sheshes Me'bereishis has not mekabel tumah. Vashlishi yesh bo tumah. What he created on the third day does have tumah. The fourth day and the fifth day has no tumah. And the sixth day, what he created on the sixth day does happen. Yom HaShishi coming. What's going on here? What do you mean? What he created on the first day has to move. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah, the Tirush HaMishnah, the Rambam, doesn't exactly say like this. But the first Yisrael learns the more pashat pshat. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is very strange. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is given by the first verse. Talking about Kalim. This Mishnah is Kalim. Doesn't mean that Rabbanishim created water on the first day, so water is Mekabal Tumah. Water is Mekabal Tumah, it's Tumah Seichlim. So then what he created, let's say, when did he create the chicken? The chicken is also Mekabal Tumah. So what does the Mishnah say? What was created on the fourth and the fifth day has no Tumah. The chickens were created on the fifth day. Why has no Tumah? The fish, Eichlim, has Tumah Seichlim. In the Mishnah, that's what the simple pshat is. The Rambam has a different pshat. But the simple pshat that first all says is the Mishnah is discussing Kalim here. This is the Mishnah's Kalim. Perkizani Mishnah is Kalim. We're talking about Kalim which are made from material that was created on the first day. So if you have Kalim made from Kli Cheres, that's Mekabel Tumah. The Rebbe Hashem created the earth, the globe, on the first day. No, Yesh. It says in the Mishnah, Yesh B'mesh Nivra B'yom Rishon Tumah. Some of the things, some of the material that was created on the first day, if you make a Kli out of it, it will be Mekabel Tumah. Some of them will not. But there are some of the materials. What was created on the second day? Rakia. Rakia is not Mekabel Tumah. What is that? What in the world does that mean? So he says that if you take from the planets, no, they took back. If you make a clay avonim, let's say I take rocks and I make kalim out of this, a clay avonim, I'm not Mekabel Tumah from the stones from this earth also. If I take stones from the moon, didn't they take stones from the moon? Would they take stones? No. The clay avonim, I'm not Mekabel Tumah from this earth either. What if they wouldn't have taken stones from the moon? What if they would take offer from the moon and then they make a regular clay cheres out of it? So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say that that's what it means, that it's not Mekabel Tumah. Not only the rakia, whatever that means. It means the things in the rakia are also not Mekabel Tumah. If you make a kli out of offer from the constellations or whatever, any other place other than the earth, so that's not Mekabel Tumah. What was created on the third day? All the trees. So if you make pots and pins out of wood, kliates, the kliates are Mekabel Tumah. If it has a base kibul, pshuti kliates are not Mekabel Tumah, but kliates are Mekabel Tumah.
But how is it clear that them are not Mekabel
Tumah? No, it says that some of them are Mekabel Tumah. It says the things that are created on the first day and on the third day, some of them are Mekabel Tumah, some of them are not. But a chayat, that material can be used to make a kli that'll be Mekabel Tumah. Not always, sometimes it will. Let's say if you just have a lump of metal, it's also not Mekabel Tumah, it has to be a kli. Not everything that was created on the first, not everything that was created on the first day and the third day is Mekabel Tumah. If you make the kli properly, then it'll be Mekabel Tumah. Then it says what was created on the fourth day and the fifth day is not Mekabel Tumah. What does that mean? That if you have a kli that's made from parts of a chicken or parts of fish, it's not Mekabel Tumah.
Isn't two repeating four? Because you said that two is the rakia that comes to include the moon. That's four.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then it says it was created on the sixth day. Behemoth, Chayis, and Adam, if you make Kalim out of the bones of the skin of an Adam or a behemoth, that will be Mekabel Tumah. That will be Mekabel Tumah. So Moshe says about the synthetic materials, he says, what are they made from petroleum that comes from the yam? That's what he says. It used to come from the yam. He says it comes from the yam. So based on this Mishnah, and there's a Mishnah right before this also, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that says, Kol Shabayam Tohar, Hut Mikelav Hamayim, Ipnei Shehu Bareach, Layabosh, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. If you make a kli out of fish, or you make a kli out of birds, ofo, so that kli is not Mekabel Tumah, because that was Nivra on the Yom HaChamishi. But if you make a kli out of Behema V'chaya, skin or bones or whatever, so such a kli is Mekabel Tumah, because that was created on the Yom HaShishi. That's how the Mishnah says. So what if you make a kli out of a seal? A Kelavayam is a seal. So all the other fish, they can only live in the water, they can't live on the dry land. So that's fish. So fish, if you make a kli out of fish bones or skin, it's not Mekabel Tumah. even the Rabbanim. It's not even covered through the Rabbanim. But if you have the Kelep HaMayim, the Kelep HaYam, that's a Rebbe Akiva. I think that's what it means, a seal, right? A seal walks on a dry land too. But it says that a Kelep HaYam, if you make a kli out of the skin or the bones of such an animal, then it is Mekabel Tumim, Tnei Shehu Bariach LaYabosh, and it's called an animal that that lives on the dry land. So the Shaila is when the Mishnah says Kol Shabayam Tohor, what does it mean? If you make a kli out of the animals that are bayam, what if you make a kli out of a vegetation that grows bayam, or out of the petroleum that's found under the water, that too is included.
Is it when you have to go back to have petroleum how it's formed by the earth, like that would be, is it also generally considered to be out of fossils, which then in itself would be not low, because it was this particular fossil, fossil.
This is where it comes from, fossils.
I believe that's the thing, is the earth compresses for millions of years of the compression, and it decomposes. So when you have a problem with it, this particular petroleum from both fossils, we're trying to name a fossil.
I don't know. I don't know. According to the way the Mishnah describes it, we should pass from the Shaila based on figuring out what the source of the thing is. So this Shaila, what about this? When the Mishnah says Kol Shabayam Tor, if you make a kli out of something that comes from the Yam Tor, food from Kelof Hamayim and Teishu Bariak LeYabosh, Dira Rekibe. That's how we pass it. So what does that mean? Only if you make a kli out of skin and bones of an animal, Shabayam. What if you have some kind of vegetation that grows in the only under the yam? And I made a kli out of that vegetation. Would that kli be mekabel tumah or not? But the Mishnah says kol Shabayam tor, only goes on the animals in the yam, but goes on the vegetation in the yam also. So the Plichenda quotes on Bereishis on this parsha that his Rebbe, he learned by Rabbi Shmuel Kutner. So he said his Rebbe, Agoyim Rabbi Shmuel Kutner, was mesupik about this. It's an often a Pirush HaMishnah. Somebody said, how can the Rebbe be Mesupik? He says, what do you think? My Rebbe didn't know Pirush HaMishnah. My Rebbe knew everything inside out, upside down, by heart. So he starts explaining why there's no right in this Mishnah, there's no right in that Mishnah. He goes into a whole dissertation on Mishnah is Kelim. And Parashat Bereishis, and this Sefer. He has in a Sefer, Klichemda, and then Hashmatis in the end. He says that someone wrote in some Torah journal in Europe years ago before the war. He died before the war. Someone wrote in the Torah journal, how can Rabbi Shmuel Kutner have such a suffix? It's against an Afna Mishnah. So he says, no, he shlugs them up and he says, not against an Afna Mishnah. Anyway, he's Miyashiv, the Rebbe suffix. He shows that it's what to be mistafik about. He shows that there's a mock mistafik, whether when the Mishnah says, Kol Shabayam Tohor, it only refers to kelim that are made from the animal Shabayam, or it's even made from the vegetation Shabayam. Moshe assumes Lekulam. The what? On one of these Mishnahs. Not on this Mishnah, on a different Mishnah.
When does he say yes?
King says Torah. King says Lekul. Anyway, that's what Ramesh assumes also. The Kol Shabayam Torah doesn't only go on Kelim that are made from animal Shabayam, even though the Mishnah is talking about animals, it goes on anything Shabayam. So he claims that that's why all the synthetic materials that are made from petroleum are tohar, they're not mekabel tumah, even with the Rabbanan Zakta, because he says that this petroleum is called Davish Briyasim and Amayim. It's Kol Shabayam. Because they get it from the yam. Is that where they get it? They don't drill.
Now if you look in Saudi Arabia, they're only digging the milk and desert. They do get it from the water.
The petroleum under the earth comes from the yam? Or the stuff in the yam comes from the earth? Or they're unrelated? No, that's a different thing. Kosher b'riyasim and amayim, that's what's mitzurif to a mikveh. That's what's mitzurif to a mikveh. That's a different thing. Let's say if you had vegetation in the yam, that would not be mitzurif to a mikveh. Even if you would liquefy it, that would not be mitzurif to a mikveh. But this is a different thing. Kosher b'yam tahar. That's what Moshe assumes, like the one side of Shul Kutna's suffix. Kol Shabayam Tor, anything in the Yam is Tor. Even if you make a kli from vegetation, Shabayam, it's also Tor. So according to the Chazanish, all of this synthetic material is not Mekabel Tumah. He says, whatever is not mentioned in the Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. He says, that rubber came along, what's not Mekabel Tumah? Nothing to discuss. That's why glass is not Mekabel Tumah in the Torah. Whatever is not mentioned in the Torah. And even those mateches that are not mentioned in the Chumash, the Tiferes HaSof claims that the Vilna Gaon held like Rav Moshe Svar, that it's not Mekabel Tumah. Okay, so then we understand that all the synthetic material is not Mekabel Tumah, it's not mentioned in the Torah. But if you should not accept that position, which Rav Moshe seems at this over here, seems
the lastira. Moshe says that even metals that are not mentioned in the Torah are not makabel tuma at all. And then he goes ahead to give a different mahalach over here. Why doesn't he just say that the synthetic material is not mentioned in the Torah? Whatever is not mentioned has no tuma if it doesn't go like that. So he bases it on a Mishnah, a kol shebayam Torah. So then you have to ascertain what is the source. What is that called? Kol shebayam Torah. Just because you happen to get this petroleum from the ocean, you could have gotten it from under the ground. Same kind of petroleum.
Yeah,
from the ground
underneath the ocean.
So is that called kol shebayam? That's where Moshe writes. It's called kol shebayam. Dying Weiss from Neda Haredi says that it's wrong. I'm going out begging you, Shalom. He says that's wrong. He says, he quotes the Gemara Shabbos, we learn, no less thing. But we don't know if it fits us. He quotes the Gemara Shabbos in Baran Adlikim, where the Gemara talks about which begot Machayim and Sitzim and Atarab, which men the Rabbanim, whether only ten were Pishtim, or rather begot Mosfah, Machlekes and Chavim Ramah, Arapaskin, Machlekes Hatanoim and the Gemara. So he says from the Mashmoyes of that Gemara is Mashma that all begotim are Makabal Tumah, and there is no such thing as a beggar that's not Makabal Tumah. He says he doesn't believe that there's such a beggar that's miyuchad for the Visha Sodom that should not be royal Makabal Tumah. He says he doesn't think that that's possible to say that nylon clothing should not, or synthetic clothing should not be Makabal Tumah. If it's a piece of wearing apparel, he says based on that Gemara, but Mamad Likin, he claims that it's Mashma that all begotim are Makabal Tumah. But I think the majority of the Pashtun assume not so. They say that it's not so. No, that's a different shayla. Moshe also said it's not chayv and tzitzis for a different reason. That's why Moshe said, just because I say it's not chayv and tzitzis, it has no connection with whether it's mekabel tumah or not. Because the Gemara says that leather clothing is not chayv and tzitzis, even though leather clothing is a beggar. But the first kliyor is mekabel tumah. You see that legabit tzitzis, it's only chayv and tzitzis if it has shes of the earth, if it has a warp and a warp. If it doesn't have a shes of the earth, then it's not called a beged legabi tzitzis. Moshe says that it's a synthetic material. If they make it in a sheet, if they take the petroleum and make it into a sheet and it doesn't have thread that they make into a warp and a warp, then for sure it's fucked. That's why it's Pesach Frank, right? And then there's a shiloh, it's Pesach Frank, and Moshe had a machlekes. What if you took this petroleum, instead of making it into a sheet, you made it into thread, and then you took the thread and you made it into a beged by making a warp and a warp, a shes in an air. So the Moshe says, the Moshe thinks that he's still part of tzitzis there, since he could have just as well taken the petroleum and made it into a sheet in the first place. He didn't have to make it into thread. And in the Har Tzvi, he writes that it's not. He says he thinks that it depends on Maisa. How did they make it? If they made it into a sheet, then they had a shes of the earth. If they made it into thread, and they took the thread and made it into a sheet, then he would be chayv in
tzitzis. If they made or into thread, shes of the earth, then would all that be makoyim tzitzis?
But people are trying. I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think he discusses it, it's true. Gotta take a look. I don't know. Anyway, what is this based on? What in the world is this based on? This Mishnah in Kilim. That whatever was created on the first day has tumor. Hashach has tumor. Whatever was created on the second day has no tumor. Third day has tumor. Fourth and fifth day has no tumor. What is it based on? So the Mishnah Achrayna says that it's not based on anything. He says not that they had a tradition that's it. It has nothing to do with when it was created. He says that's the answer to my kasha against Rav Moshe. I have the kasha. Rav Moshe says whatever is not mentioned in the Torah is not makabel tumah. That's what Rav Moshe says. That even a matechas that's not mentioned in the Torah is also not makabel tumah. Aluminum. So what does Rav Moshe have to quote this Mishnah for? Zog, that the synthetic material is not written in the Torah. So the Mishnah Achrayna Mishnah Yisrael says that's what it means in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just summing up the dinim that are collected based on all the pesukim in the Chumash. It happens to turn out coincidentally that whatever was created on the first day has tumah, whatever was created on the second day has no tumah. But that's not the din, that's not the koveya, which day it was created. It happens to turn out like that. Alpi Mikra happens to be like that, but that's not the halacha. That's what he points out. Yeah, then there's my kash against Rav Moshe Zot. The only thing is, but then you can't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. Moshe said, well, it says in the Mishnah, or the Rav Shua the Kutna said, it says in the Mishnah, kol shebayam tohor. Why is kol shebayam tohor? Because that was Nivra on the, what was it? On the fifth day. It says on the fourth day, and the fifth day is tohor. Third, what is it again? The first day is tummy, the second day is tohor. Third day is tummy, the fourth and the fifth are tohor. So the fish in the Yofas were created on the fourth and the fifth day. So when the Mishnah says Kol Shabayam Torah, according to the Mishnah, the Mishnah is not stating a din. The Mishnah is saying it happens to turn out like that. But there are no psukim in the Chumash that say that if you make a kli out of fish skin or out of fish bones that is makabel tumah. So if there's no plastic to mamela, whatever is not mentioned in the chumash is not makabel tumah. That's what the mission means. It's just a simon, just lizichon. The Zikar and the Alma, just to remember, first day, second day, but it's not that this is the din. But it's not that this is the din. So what does Rabbi Shaul HaKutta make a whole hakir over here? Whether the Mishnah means to say, Kol Shabayam Tohar only goes on the animals in the Yam, or it goes on the vegetation in the Yam also. And Moshe says, not only does it go on the vegetation, it even goes on the petroleum in the Yam. What's an afkamina? Kol Shabayam Tohar, what's an afkamina? What the Mishnah means? Is it mentioned in the Torah? Is it not mentioned in the Torah? It's not mentioned. The Torah doesn't have anything about these materials. So what is it to discuss? If the Mishnah Achron is right, then the Mishnah is not saying a din. It's saying a simon to remember, a mnemonic device to remember what the dinim are. First day, second day, and so on. So you can't claim any chakiras over here. It's not a yisur, it's not a din. I don't know. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that Adam Rishon was forbidden to eat flesh. It's a pasuk shat in the pasuk. He was only allowed to eat fruits and vegetables. Baruch Chumash points out that before the chet he ate fruits, and the behemoth ate the vegetables, and after the chet then he ate the vegetables. And he wasn't allowed to eat flesh until after the mabul. There's a machlekes and Rishonim there in Sanhedrin whether when that mesa meileha, the Rishon was also to kill animals. His own purpose, but if they would die by themselves, then he would be allowed to eat it. It's not that flesh was also for him. It was also for him to kill the animals, or not? That flesh was also for him. That's a deal in Rishonim in Sanhedrin. Tosis in Iran, other Rishonim discuss it, but I'm not. So some ask Akasha over here. A friend of my brother discussion. The Tulchemda has a whole Tulpla on this also. So Tulpla say Tanchemish. So the Klishemda has a tulpal on this kasha that the Torah says that Cain and Hevel brought korbanos. So Hevel brought a korban from a behemoth. So how can Hevel bring a korban from a behemoth? Cain is right, you can only bring from vegetation. The Gemara has it in the Mashki Yisrael, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. You can only bring a korban in Mashki Yisrael and Amutar Yisrael. You can only bring a korban if the food is kosher, for human consumption, for Jewish consumption. Then you can bring it as a korban. So the vegetables and the fruits which they were mutter to eat, so they can bring as a korban. So Cain did right. Hevel did wrong. Hevel's korban should not have been accepted. It was possible. It wasn't in Mashki, so they weren't allowed to eat the animals. That's the kasha that the Achrayim asked. What happened to the din in Mashki? So how could Hevel bring a korban that was accepted, that Rabbanu Shlomo was happy with his korban, from an animal that he wasn't allowed to eat? So there's a standard answer that Achrayim give on this style kasha. The Kishamba quotes the answer. There's a similar kasha that Ksav Sefer has. There's a Gemara Chulin that asks a similar kasha. How can you be makir of the chel of Adam on the Mizbeach? Stuff in Mashke Yisrael. Chel of Adam is an Issa Karas. So how can you ever be makir of chel of Adam on the Zeh? The Gemara asks that kasha. The Gemara says, no, the shiny hasim the mitzvah to the kaf. The Torah says, you have to bring chel of Adam. You can ask any kasha, what is it? If you won't bring chel of Adam, so you won't have any karbonis. Mashke Yisrael means, don't bring this, bring that instead. But all chel of an old Adam is also, so there won't be any karbonis. Obviously, it's an exception to the rule. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. So the Ksav Sefer and the Sefer Achulon has a fancy interpretation, and the Gemara says, no, the pshat is like this. Why is chel of Adam also lehedyo? Because it's lagavoya. Things that are also lehedyo are because they're treif. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us, all the Basra B'chalav is Mashamayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants all the Basra B'chalav. Doesn't want Basra B'chalav to exist in the world. But it's all of I care about this. It's lagavoya. It's not lagavoya. Treif is treif. So you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon either. But chel of Adam is also lehedyot because it's the chel of Hamiyuchad lagavoya. So there you can't follow this din. You can't say, how can you be? You can't ask a kasha. How can you be makra chel of Adam on the mizbech if it's also lachila sodom in Mashki Yisrael? That's no kasha. It's also lachila sodom because it's korev lagavoya. Because it's so much Hamiyuchad lagavoya, that's why it's also for us to eat. That's how it's upset and it's even cool and it's that Gemara gives that answer. I just mentioned that it's a shaila in Tesis whether it's correct or not, because Tesis in Eder Trefis has a machlokes in Yeridei. It was a big issue years ago. There are different kinds of chelev in the animal. Not all the chelev is asa. The chelev that's mutter is called shuma. So how do you identify exactly which chelev is asa? So the Gemara has a sugya, machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Perek Eder Trefis. How do you identify which chelev is asa? So Tesis halacha lemaisa has two sheetahs. Is there such a thing as chelev that's asa l'achila sodom, which is not korev agav yam mizbech? So one day in Tesis says that it doesn't exist, that all the chelev that's asa l'achila sodom is Korab al Gabi HaMizbeah. Oh, so if you say like that day in Taishas, then you can then try to say that, like the substation and talk with the Gemara in Kulin, that you can't say there's a chisarna mimash kisomin amutin yitzhoel an chela b'dam, because the reason why it's also an achila sodom is because it's miyuchad lagavoy. The fact that it's karav is the reason why it's also for us. So you can't ask a kasha, let it be tossel a hakrova because it's also tossel. No, that's the whole source of the yitzhoel ahedya, because it's so much miyuchad lagavoy. So that's only nisa if you say like that opinion in Taishas, that only such chela is also, that was karav agav yam is there. But if you all like the other opinion in Taishas, not all the chelav that was carved on the mizbech is also achilas sodom, that everybody holds. The chelav that's carved is not identical with the chelav that's also achilas sodom. Moshe, you have the alyum. You have an alyum. In certain behemoths, the alyum is carved. In certain behemoths, the alyum is not carved. In the chumash, the kev is the alyum is carved, and an ayal is not carved. So the alyum is mutal achilas sodom. The Gemara says the alyum is carved on the mizbech, but it's still mutal achilas sodom. So that direction, you have a discrepancy. You have things that are korav on the mizbeach that are labeled as chelav legabi hakorav on the mizbeach, and are not labeled as chelav legabi isur achila. But the shad is in the reverse. Is it possible to have an isur chelav lehedyot on something which was never korav on the mizbeach? So that's 2 days in a big fat thesis in Eilutrei. So if you say that yes, if there is such a thing, then lechayve this nakstan this whole pshat of the ksav sefer, then you can say that the reason why the Torah forbids the chelav achilas sodom is because it's so much miyuchad lagavoya. Why? If the Torah forbids us from eating even chalavim, which never karav agavi amizbeah. So that's megala on the whole nature of the isa chelav. That has nothing to do with the fact that it's karav amizbeah. If you have one case of chelav where it's not karav and it's still an isa karis, that has nothing to do with the fact that it's karav amizbeah. But then you can learn the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no din of imash kisom and amutu l'Yisrael and chelav adam. He's an exception. It's an exception to the rule. Shani Hassan, the Haile Mitzvah, the Gemara says. That's an exception to the rule. The Torah says the Ferish, that it's an exception to the rule. So here this answer that the Kulichem the Kut, the standard answer that the Acharonim suggest on this Kasha, how could Hevel offer a carbon of a behemoth if they were forbidden to eat behemoth? Wasn't there a psul and mash kisom and amut al yisro? If it's trey for him, how could it be makar for him? So he quotes the standard answer, no, that it was trey for him because it was like a voya. Rambam didn't give him permission to, he only gave permission to take fruits and vegetables and never gave us permission to take behemoth. It was also lachil asadiyah because it's miyuchad like a voya. If you say like that, pshat and anymore, that might be a good time. The Kilchemda on this week's parsha goes into a whole dissertation that Mamish Nageya to Perik Meruba, Mamish Daf that we're holding on. He raises a question regarding the Chiyuv Knas. When is the Chiyuv Knas come? We are holding Omer from Daf Samachay. We didn't really finish Samach Dalad yet, but we're almost on Samachay Meral. So he quoted his Rebbe, Rabbi Shua Lekutna, has in a Sefer HaChayshim Mishpat, Yeshuas Yisrael, and Simon Aleph, his Rebbe quotes the Machlekes from the Yerushalmi, two opinions in Yerushalmi, that the Chiyuv Knas is Chal B'Shas HaMaisa, the Chiyuv Knas is only Chal B'Shas Gemar Din. What does that mean? Let's say a man smashes my window, and I bring him to a deterrent, doesn't pass because he has to pay $100 to get me a new window. So when was that Chiyuv Chal? Pay the $100. It was Chal. You can't lob off in the minute that doesn't pass him. But I say, no, as of a week ago when he smashed the window, take it and yeah, the chiyuv is passing. That's Pashit. The chiyuv by Yoram HaMazik, the chiyuv by Niske Behemah, all the chiyuv in Mamun HaChal, when he does the Maise Hezik, you have to wait till later. By Shemer, the Gemara has a pilpul. By Shemer, the Gemara has in Masechas Kesubis, the Gemara has a Shemer, when, let's say, a person was a shoyl, and an oinus occurred. So when does the shoyl become mechuyer? When is the shiva nechasim chal to pay for the oinus? Mishas oinus or is chal mishas mishiche? When he agreed to become a shoyl. And then there's a diun in achreinim whether the gemara is two. The gemara has two b'shainis on that. Shoyl meimasai mischay. Whether the shoyl becomes mechuyer biyonsin mikana lahabok in the time that the oinus occurs, or no, becomes mechuyer if when the oinus occurs. And I say the chiyuv oinus was chal mishas mishiche when he accepted shmira. And then there's a further deal in the place in the series, another Achrayim, on the Choshen Mishpat, on that Simon. Because the Gemara is full of shyness. Things Machlegs and Rishonim know how to pass it. The Rambam and the Ramban, if I'm not mistaken. How the Machlegs had to pass it, which Lashon and Gemara. It's relevant for Meruba too. It's going to come up later. By Kamlev, the Rabbinah is going to come up. That's what the Tulchemda makes it also relevant. Kamlev, the Rabbinah issues. And then the Achareinim have a diyun whether these two shittas in the Gemara, whether this machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Shoyal is Mischai, Mishas, Mishicha, Mishas, Oynes, is that only a diyun by Shoyal, or is that a diyun by every Shoyal? It's a Shamachin and Mischai and Mishiach only. And Shamasach and Mischai and Mishiach and Eichel V'Aveda. So would you have the same Shaila by Shamachinim and the Shamasach as well? When he accepts responsibility later on Shia, later on his Poshea, later on his Bnei Laveda occurs, does it become a Chuyiv Mikar La'abor, Mishas Shia, Mishas Bnei Laveda, or does it become a Chuyiv Milamafei, Mishas Mishicha? This deal in the Gemara is only by Shoyal. Maybe Shoyal is that it's different, Shoyal is that it's Koina or something. So the Chuyiv is Chal Mishas Mishicha when it's Koina. Or maybe the deal in the Gemara is by Yoshom. That's a deal in Achon. We're going to have to learn through it. So here there's such a similar deal regarding Knas. Let's say the Ganif steals my car and he drives the car into the ocean. Goodbye car. Throws it over the ocean. The car disappears. He has to pay me Karen McKay. So Karen, let's say, how much does the car cost? $5,000. I don't know. Okay, I have to pay $5,000 for the Karen and $5,000 for the Kefil. So the din is that the Kefil is Knas. So Knas, we learned the Gemara already, he must be Simatsa the other Agneva, he must be able to the Dayanim, that you have to have Dafke Gemara din. And before Gemara din, I feel that the Balak is the Shamayim, there's no mitzvah, even Balak is the Shamayim, that he should pay the Knas. Only after Bezim makes a Gemara din. Even when Bezim will make a Gemara din, will we say that the Chiyat Knas is only Chal Mikan al Habah? From that time on, that Bezim made the Gemara din. So Mikan al Habah is Chayat. The Karen, the first $5,000 was Mukhayyib in the minute that he drove off with the car. And the Ganim made the King of Gneva, he was Mukhayyib in the Karen. And the other $5,000 of Kefil is on the Mechiv and Kamal Abo, and that makes the Gemara Din. And should I say that? No. That true, there is a Din, you have to have a Gemara Din. If you never make a Gemara Din, then it's not sure I have to pay even by Lotz Dei Shemaim, there's only going quarter to the Yisham, even by Lotz Dei Shemaim you don't pay. But if and when there will be a Gemara Din, he will pay. Maybe then I'll say that the Chiyuv Kefil was Chal, Milam Afreya, from the time that he stole the Bema. My Nafkimina, simple Nafkimina, Tez Tassan Lama Gimel Amin Beis. With the Klechemda quotes, and this we said. The reports of Tayshis on Lama Gimel Beis with the Shidun Kubetz is there. The top Tayshis on Lama Gimel Beis, that starts on Lama Nal. Let's say the Ganet had a lot of karkos at the time that he stole, he had a lot of karkos. And then he gambled away all of his money and he lost everything. Then by the time they could catch him and they make the Gmar Din, he has already sold all of his karkos. So is the Shiva Nechasim on all of his karkos Chal Mishaz Gneiva? So for the $5,000 of Karen, the Shiva Nechasim is Chal Mishaz Gneiva. If you hold Milvah Tzivah 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 Tzivah. But what about the Chiyuv Kefil? Is the Chiyuv Kefil only Chal Mikan al Habo Mishas Hamar Abedin? What do I say? No. If you don't have a Hamar Abedin, then you can't pay. It has to be imposed in Bachut. It has to be an Oynish that's imposed by the Bezin. It can't be a self-inflicted Oynish, self-imposed Oynish. But once you have a Bezin imposing it upon you, then I say, no, that it's a growing Muslim Afreya. That's what Taisus in the Sheet, talk about Adach Lam Gimel Beis. And that Taisus, that the Chiyuv, the Shim Nechos, and the whole world was Chal Milam Afreya, Mishas, Maiseh, well, let's not talk about Ganeva, let's say Oynis and Mefatim, what's Yishemra, have to pay commission and mayor or whatever they pay. So let's say they finally catch him half a year later. They catch him and it doesn't make Sigmar Din, he has to pay commission and mayor. So the Chiyuv commission and mayor Chal Mishas HaMaisa from the time that he did the Oynis and the Mefatim, or from the time that he did the Hetzra Shemra, or is the Chal Lomani Kamalava? It's a major issue. That's what the Rishonim discussed on Daf Lamed Gimel. There is a Gemara in Yud Gimel on the base in Balotanya. The Mishnah says, regarding this Gemara, the Mishnah is on Tess on the base. That you only chaye if the Shor HaMazik is Nechas Maham Yuchadah. The Shor HaMazik belongs to somebody. What if it's a Shor Hefker Shehizik? So you can't say that the Bala Shor has to pay. Shor Hefker Shehizik. There's no one to pay. Nothing to discuss. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Mutei Hefker. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. The Gemara quotes a Mem Dalal on the base. Achlek said, Bidin HaChacham, what's the din of a Shor Hefker, Shahar HaGesaladam? Normally there's a din that Shor Shahar HaGesaladam gets Nisam. Ashar Yisraf of the Gamba of Yunus. What kind of a din is that? Is that an Oynesh? The Rambana next week said it talks about it. Parashas Noya has a Machlek with the Mer and the Bucha. Because the Rambam writes in the Mer and the Bucha, it's a funny Machlek, Machlek Satanoy. The Rambam writes in the Mer and the Bucha, that why do you kill the Shor? What's the Shor shoulder? Why do you kill the Shor? Because the Shor killed an other. If the Shor eats on Yom Kippur, if the Shor goes in the Chil Shams and kill the Shor, the Shor is the Chabahem. So how can you kill the Shor in Oynish? So the Rambam says, no, it's not an Oynish for the Shor. It's an Oynish for the Bala Shor. We want to penalize the owner of the Shor that he didn't watch his animal. How could they cap that his animal went and killed the human being? So the way to penalize the Bala Behem is to kill the Shor. Hashor Yisakel, and it should be Asa Bahano. Lo Yachol as Besorai, the Besar Hashor is Asa Bahano. And the Ramban writes on Chumash that the Rambam is wrong. Because there's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. What about a shor hefker shahar gesaladam? Is it chayiv misa or not? So we ask him yes. Rav Yehuda says a shor hefker shahar gesaladam p'turim min hamisa. V'tishein lehem b'ilam. That's on them dalam and beis. And we don't ask like Rav Yehuda. We ask like a chachamim in the Mishnah that a shor hefker shahar gesaladam is chayiv misa. The Mishnah gives an example: shor hamidbar, shor hagir shemeiz vein lo yarsh, shor hamidbar. Shomebe means a wild shore that roams around in the middle. It's the famous story about the guy, Father Boston, asking all the big lumbi, where is it saying the Mishnah about a shore that knows how to talk? So no one knew what he was talking about. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, figured there must be some krumah zach, so he figured the stomach of Balabas misread the Mishnah. Shor Hamadaber, he thought that it says Shor Hamadaber. He says, it's a Mishnah of Babakam. He said, oh, he knows how to learn. Lubavitcher Rebbe comes, but he knows how to learn. Shor Hamadaber. Rather, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah knows it. It talks about a shore talking. He never learned nothing. That's just me all the time. I'm not that good that he never learned nothing. So the Mishnah has a machlokes by Shor Hamidbar, by a Shor Shohefter, Shahar Gesaladam, where they get Nisa now. So the Ramban says, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, we pass like Nechachamim. That a Shor Hefter, Shahar Gesaladam is Chayiv Nisa. So how can you say like the Rambam writes in the Mordechai that it's a punishment for the Baal Shor? Has no Baal Shor. The pshat is a punishment for the shor, the way we pass a punishment for the shor. I the shor is the chab behemis, a lab bar das. He says, no, apazoi vait, even the behemis have seichel. Why? So Raman gives the whole explanation that at the time of the mabul, all of the animals would have drowned in the mabul, in the burning hot water, if not for the fact that Noach saved their lives. So they all had a sense, an ingrained sense of hakoras atei to the human race, to the Enochlach, to the descendants of Noach, and Noach saved them, and they all have a hakaras hatayv to the human beings, as they have to know not to kill people. So if you kill a person, that behemoth is a kofli teva. So that's why we kill a behemoth, because the behemoth is a kofli teva. One of the kofli teva is basically chayiv misa. Behemoth is not chayiv misa, it's called a mitzicha. But sirta, a behemoth, no, but kofli teva, that much seichel the behemoth no. Shouldn't bite the hand that's feeding it. But that's what the Ramban writes on Chumash. He says the way we pass the Malach, it's a punishment for the Behem. Whatever. There's a Machlekes HaTanaim, however you understand it. There's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, Mem Dalal and Beis, where the Shor Hefker Shahar Tzadam, where they give Misa to the Shor Anam. So the Gemara says on Yud Dalal, where was it? On Yud Gimel and Beis, that even though we pass like the Chachamim, the Rav Yehuda, that the Shor Hefker Shahar Tzadam, this guy of Misa, that's only by Mista, but what about Hizik? What about a Shor Hefker Shehizik Gesaladam? So then there's nothing to discuss. The Gemara says, of course, if it's a Shor Hefker Shehizik Gesaladam, there's nothing to discuss. Now, about it, there's nothing to discuss. What's the Chiddush? Gemara says, even by Shor Tam. I might have thought by Shor Tam that it's Mishalami Gufoi. It means, and what does it mean Mishalami Gufoi? Let's say there's Machleg Rabbi Kiva and Mishma Adap Lam Gimel. We pass like Rabbi Kiva that it means Yuchlat Hashor Nizik, that the animal belongs to the Nizik. Not that the Nizik has a right to collect from the Baal HaBehemah. The Nizik and the Mazik are Ashut from the Shor. If the Shor is worth, let's say, $100, and the Hezik was $100, and Chatzin Nezik was $50, so the Nizik has a right to collect $50 from my Shor, it means that the Mazik and the Nizik are Ashut from the Shor. Halva niska chatzin ezek of a short time is knas. You have to have a hamara bedin. But the Gemara makes it clear. Directly make the hamara bedin, then the din of knas is chal milam afreya. That's the one case that for sure the knas is chal afreya. That's what Taisa said. And what about every other knas? That's the machlokes in Rishonim. What do you do with other Gemaras? Is it only by yuchlat ashor v'nizik? Only by short time? Halva niska knas. There it's the perish din of yuchlat ashor. That after the hamara bedin, then it's yuchlat milam afreya. That's before she Gemaras. Or should I say that it's true by all knosses? That's what Taisus and the Rishonim discuss on that topic. So the Gemara says here on Yud Gimel that I might have thought Avada Ashor Hefke Shahar, Avada Ashor Hefke Shahizi. There is no Bala Ashor, so whom will you make pay? Of course there's nothing to discuss. The Gemara says, no, it means like this. What if there's a Shahar Hefke Shahizi, not Aide Shendu regular, with Hizi Gaide Karen? And Karen, you collect Nigufa. What does it mean Nigufa? Yuchlat Ashor. That the Nizik now owns part of the Shor Amazik. When you make a Hamara Bedin. So the Gemara says, I might have thought that you'll make a Hamara Bedin. It's funny, who are you going to make a Hamara Bedin? With the Shor? Okay. The Gemara has a Hamara. I might have thought that you make a Hamara Bedin with the Shor. I'll give the Shor, and Bezma will make a Gemara Bedin. No Paskin, okay. That the Nizik is entitled to get his Chatzin Nizik, and then once Bezma will Paskin like that, I'll declare Yuchlat Hashor and Nizik Milam Afreya from the time of the Hezik, Milam Afreya. So the Nizik should be able to collect his Palga Niska from the shore. What do you mean? So let him go collect. What's it called? So let him take the whole shore. What's that? The Gemara says, what if someone else grabs it from a Hefke? There's a shore Hefke, Shehizik Aidei Karen. And then, so if the Nizik is smart, let him go grab the whole behemoth. He'll get more than his $50. He'll get $150. Let him grab whatever he wants. No, and then someone else goes and grabs the behemoth and he's there. So the Gemara says, maybe now the Nizik should bring the shore to a dinter with a new owner. Let him bring the new owner to the Bezdin and make a Gemar Din and say, look here, you took the shore that I have a Shibur on. I have a right to take a Shutfis on that shore. So maybe the Bezdin should make a Gemar Din. So that's what the Mishnah says. Nechas Maham Yuchadim, Rimut HaHefker. That if it's a Shor Hefker Shehizik, there's no Din at all. The whole Din of Shor Tam, the whole Din of Niske Behem doesn't apply. Fine. That's the Gemar. Now the Gemar has a comment. What if at the time of the Hezik, the Shor belongs to me, but then I'm mafki the Shor before the Gemara Din? Nogach v'kachivke. So the Gemara says, not only is there no din of palganiska if the Shor was hefka at the time of the Negiche, even if the Shor had an owner, b'shas ha-Negiche. But then the owner is mafki his behemah, and he no longer owns his behemah, and then someone else is there for the behemah. So it's not shy to bring the original owner to a din teira. He doesn't own the behemah anymore. He can only collect Negufo. He can't collect an aliyah by palganiska. And he can't take the new owner to the din teira because he didn't own it originally. So there's no one to bring to the din teira. So Nogach v'kachivkir is put. The Gemara says, Tanimam, we have a brisa that says so, but we get to a different din. The Rav Yudah Shita is that a Shor Hefker Shehorges Adam is Pater. Not only if a Shor Hefker was Horag B'Shas, one of his Hefker, what if my Shor was Horges Adam? Nogach v'kachivkir, if I'm after my Shor, if the Negicha is a Rav Yudah, we don't pass like the whole Rav Yudah. We pass that a Shor Hefker Shehorges Adam is Taibi, it's like the Chachamim. That's an Al-Bah HaChumish quotes in Parshas Noah. But according to Rav Yudah, that a Shor Hefke Shahar this Adam, his Pater is not only if it was Hefke B'Shas Ritziche, even if it's Nogach V'Kach Hifkir, is also Pater. Shenema V'hu Adival of Ahemis Isha V'Isha Shetahe Misa V'Hamar B'Din Shoven Ki Echa. That's the quotation from the Brayson. The Gemara Akash on the Brayson. Or Gemar Din Loi B'Inon. What if he's Mafkir the Shor in between Hamar B'Din and Gemar Din? Before the Bez makes the final declaration that this Shor is Chayiv Misa. So what Rav Yudah is saying in such a case that since B'Shas Hamar B'Din, the Shor still belongs to me, so the Shor is Chayiv Misa, Gemar Din Loi B'Inon. Why? For Hashor Yisakol B'Gemar Din Hu Dichsiv. It says B'Ferish in the Chumash, it goes on the Gemar Din. So how come the Brizer says that Shekai Misa V'Hamar B'Din Shor Ki Echad Zag V'Gemar Ela Eima Zag Azoy. You should correct the Brizer that Shekai Misa V'Hamar B'Din Gemar Din Shor Ki Echad. That the conquer of Yudah's opinion that we don't accept, we pass him like a chacham. We're going to review that the Shor Hefker Shehorag is Potter. Not only is it Potter if it's Horag while it's Hefker, even if it's not Gachvach Kachivkir before the Hamar Bedin, or even after the Hamar Bedin, before the Gemar Din. Has to belong to him, has to belong to the Bala Shor. We're going to review the Bishas Negiche all the way through Hamar Bedin and Gemar Din. That's the Gemar. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Yudah. The Rambam passed like the chacham by a Shor Hefker Shehorag, we told him that it is Chayiv Misa. We don't pass like Rav Yudah, but it goes to the din of a Shor Hefker Shehizik.
When it's brought to din, that's our mishnah. Nechas man yicharim to the exclusion of shohet kishahizik. Then Gemara added on, not only a shohet kishahizik, Rabina Adzan, afilu nogach vakach yifkir, is also potter. So when the Rama writes that, he quotes that shetehemiso v'hamad b'din shovin kiyachot. And he leaves out the Gemara din. So the Niri and his dach, and daf yigim leis tekash. Why did the Rama leave out Gemara din? The Gemara made a big fuss. Gemara din Rabina, shohi talk about Gemara din, and the Gemara answered, says the Niri, it's aim yachim magia. Why did the Rama leave it out? That's what the Niri is more around the Rama. So Rechi pointed out that he thinks that it's not a kasha. Maybe it's kasha, not a kasha in the Rambam. They're two different cases. The Rambam is talking about knas. He's not talking about nisa. The Gemara, when they made this big fuss, was talking about Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah says that a shohet kesheharag is the other mispata from nisa. So by Gemara din le nisa, the Gemara says that's a separate din. The Gemara din is machadish lechiv nisa. Up until the point of Gemara din, there is no chiv nisa. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes in Marcus on that plane, Yogin Ashas. That's what his brother writes in the Trumas Akri. He writes the same shot. And that Gemara Marcus that plane, Rabbi Kivega with the Trumas Akri writes the same shot. They live the same, they're contemporary, they live around the same time. So he came up with a new line follow-up shot in the Gemara there, that by Miso, there's no Chiyiv Miso until Bezin makes the Gemara Din. The Gemara Din is Mechadish to Chiyiv Miso. Not that the man is Mechal Shabbat Mezid is Chai Misa, but you have to wait for Bezin administers the Misa. The Chiyiv Misa is created, Yesh Miyayim, by the Bezin. That's how Rabbi Kivegan and Shumas HaKri interpret the Gemara there in Makkah's Dafay. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik said, perhaps that's the Pshat over here. The Gemara within Rav Yudah's opinion, that the Shohef Kishahar Gesahadim is not Chai Misa, so the Gemara makes a fuss, it's not after such, Chai Misa V'amara B'din Shavik Echa. Amara B'din means when he brought the Shoh to Adin Peridom, the Kabbaliyatis, and they started discussing the case. That's not enough. Gemara din loy b'inan. You need the Gemara din also. Gemara says, yeah. Elayim mazog azash. Tamisa v'amara din a Gemara din shalim ke'echot. Even if the Baal HaShor is mafter HaShor before Gemara din, Rabbi Yudah would say the Shor will be potter for Misa. That's because by Misa, the Gemara din is a Chal HaShem b'fnei Atzmo. The Gemara din is a separate unit in the process of the din that's mechadesh the Chiyuv Misa. HaShem came by HaShor Shehizi, not by HaShor Shahar HaGesod. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. So when do we quote this din of Rabbi Yudah? But again, to Ashor Shehizik. Ashor Shehizik, we're not talking about giving a chiyuv misa. We're talking about paying moment. True, we're talking about paying knas. Pavel niskas knosa, machlokes, nipas, and pavel niskas knosa. But it's knas, it's not misa. So by knas, once the Raman quotes a shetai misa, v'amara b'din shalom k'echo, that means the Gemara din. Why should he say that the Gemara din separate unit b'fnei atzma, Hamar b'din means the end of the Hamar b'din. The Gemara means the Gemara of the Hamar b'din. It's not a separate unit b'fnei atzma. So the Rambam doesn't have to quote the Maskana Sadmar Shetam Misa v'Hamar b'din Gemara din Shavim Kiecho. Once he writes the Lashon Shetam Misa v'Hamar b'din Shavim Kiecho, that the Shor has to belong to the Bailim, the Shas Hezek, and the Shas Hamar b'din. Hamar b'din means the whole Hamar b'din from the beginning to the end of the Hamar b'din. Why didn't the Gemara say that? So what did the Gemara make a big fuss about? Gemara din labina, let the Gemara answer also. Hamar b'din means till the end of the Hamar b'din means the Gemara says, no. The Gemara is talking about Rav Yudah Shita here. It's something more like that. Gemara is talking about, but then Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah is talking about giving Misa. When you're giving Misa, then the Gemara din is a separate unit. It's not that it's just the end of the Masa Matan. You come to a conclusion and that's it. That's not enough to come to a conclusion. They have to say, Shor zeh chayiv misa, and from the moment on that they declare that the shor is chayiv misa, then the chayiv misa is chal, yesh meyayim, like by Odom. Like Rabbi Kivegar and the Trumas Akri say that by Odom, in the Gemara Makkos Daf Hei, only when the Bezin makes the Gemara Din for misa, then the chayiv misa is chal. So the same thing over here by the Behema, only when the Bezin makes the Gemara Din, then the chayiv misa is chal. Before then there was no chayiv misa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested to answer this Rambam. And even though the Rambam is talking about knas, it's not that when the Bezin makes a Gemara Din for Knas, they machadish the Chiyuv Knas. No. The Chiyuv Knas is always there from all along. Not only by Pal Ganisba. It could be by all Knas, it's like that. The Chiyuv Knas is always going to be Chamul Amafreya. But it's only on the condition that there will be a Hamar B'din. You have to have a Bira B'Bezin. Once Bezin has a Hamar B'din. And then they have the Hamar B'din from the beginning to the end. And the Hamar B'din, it comes out. Based on the Hamar B'din, that he really was Mechuyuv, so it's going to come out. He glowed most of Amafreya, he was always Mechuyuv. From all along, from the very beginning, not only by Paul Demiska Knosser. One day.